Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you're just joining us, End Time World News is a podcast about current and daily world news and current events, and also God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That kind of gives you an idea of what this podcast is all about. We cover anything and everything in between, folks, from a Christian perspective, but also this is for Christians and non-Christians alike. And we try to have fair and balanced news. And I try to do fair and balanced news articles in my coverage here on End Time World News. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is titled, very fascinating, folks, the article is titled, COVID Vaccine Propaganda Busted, High Deaths and Cancers. So here we go. And this is dated Monday, August 22nd, 2022. Here we go, folks. The main propaganda line is that vaccines and boosters are safe and effective and prevent severe illness and death. These are all lies, as shown by the data. COVID propaganda lies set a record in the history of the human race. It has killed millions of people, folks, and the recent sharp increase in COVID deaths has caught my attention. I have been watching daily the COVID statistics, even in the Washington Post a few months ago, with a 7-day average for deaths was about 300. Last Sunday, the paper, it was 500. That's a 70% increase. Despite the vaccine booster shots that the majority of Americans have taken, yet there is no attention to this anywhere. Why are more people dying from COVID? Because what hospitals are doing is ineffective. It's not working. Have the vaccines and boosters wrecked the immune systems of many people, so the transmission of the virus continues? People are getting sick enough to die. If more people took a high dose of vitamin C, a high dose of vitamin D, rather, the high death rate could be prevented. When will the truth come out about the vaccines and the boosters be seen widely? Another explanation may be the vast numbers of illegal aliens coming across the southern border. Many have poor immune systems and have not been vaccinated. Okay, the hospitals are not reporting whether such people are dying from COVID or not. And again, you know, what is the cancer connection to COVID? A researcher who queried the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or that's VAERS, that's what that stands for, folks, discovered that 10,661, that's 4%, increase in cancer reports as a result of an experimental COVID vaccine, gene-based vaccines, compared with the FDA-approved vaccines over the last 30 years. So that's something to think about, folks. And I'll digress for just a second here, that this has caused more deaths than anybody can recognize in the history So that's what you have to understand, folks, that this is killing people, okay? I'm just going to say that. You know, I know that's taboo. I could be taken off the air at any time. I understand that, folks. I got it. I totally get it. But this is killing people, and that's where you have to understand that, folks. It is killing people. And so you have to protect yourself, and by protecting yourself, again, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. I'm not anything like that, or healthcare professional. And you have to do your own research. But again, high doses of vitamin C, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. I also take echinacea personally to help the immune system. These things are all good for the body and all help the body. And people don't seem to understand that. I think there's a lack of understanding sometimes. And once in a while, just common sense, and people just, they go off the rail with COVID, and you just can't do that. You got to take a deep breath and remember God is in charge, folks. God is running the show. The devil might be running the planet, but God is ultimately running the show here. He's created the heavens and the earth. He's created everything. The devil has a short period of time to reign on earth, a short period of time to cause chaos, short period of time to cause massive deaths and wars and everything else. So you got to keep that in mind. God is running the show, folks. He's in charge at all cost. It's always important to remember that VAERS likely only reports 1% of actual impacts because it's voluntary and burdensome reporting that most doctors do not take the time to use. And again, having queried these cases of the most common cancers that have been reported following COVID-19 vaccines, 837 cases of cancer, including 88 deaths, 66 permanent disabilities, and 104 life-threatening events. And then this was also emphasized that even these numbers were not exhaustive, and the VAERS database could not handle the larger search of all cancers listed in VAERS under this category of COVID inoculations. Using the same exact research terms for cancer that are searched all FDA vaccines for the previous 30 years and found that only 140 cases of cancer were reported. That ought to tell you something right there. The system's flawed right there, folks. And the result for 360 months, that's 30 years, whereby 837 cases following the experimental COVID-19 vaccines were reported in 20 months since the rollout.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
COVID-19 shots beginning in December 2020. That increase of 10,666.4%, he concluded that this made a significant number of cancer cases in the database that were young people from age 12 all the way through their adults in their 20s. Last October, a lab study found that found that the spike protein associated with the COVID-19 illness and its experimental vaccines enters the nucleus of the cells and significantly interferes with the DNA damage repair functions, compromising a person's adaptive immunity and perhaps encouraging the formation of cancer cells. In other words, COVID vaccines can significantly impair immunity. Hopefully you understand that, folks, that this vaccine will eventually over time impair your immunity system and start shutting you down and causing all kinds of disastrous things in your body over time. The more shots you get, it's just that much faster and that much quicker your body's going to break down with putting all them toxins and poisons in there that aren't natural to the body. It's not good. In March 2021, a board-certified pathologist, Dr. Ryan Cole, reported he was seeing massive uptick in various autoimmune diseases and cancers in patients who have been COVID vaccinated. There are still many unknowns here, folks, but one is beginning to become clear. There's a connection between COVID and cancer, and that's just the fact of life, folks. And so you have to understand that COVID, the more shots you get, the higher probability you can get cancer. So with that said, folks, it's this time in the podcast, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and have not invited him into yours, folks, I just want to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ and invite him into your life. Just say a simple prayer for me. Just find a quiet spot in your house, in your car, in your house. If you have to run into a restroom at work and lock the door, it'll only take about 2 or 3 minutes, folks. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I'm asking you and pleading with you right now. We are in the end times right now. We are, and the second coming of Jesus Christ will be soon. And I'm asking you to give your life to Jesus Christ, folks, right now, here and now. So just follow me and say a simple prayer. Find a nice quiet spot and just say a simple prayer. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, and help me to become the person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me, love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, dear God, dear folks out there listening, in the name of Jesus, if you said that prayer and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, praise God for you. Thank you, folks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for saying that prayer. And thank you, folks. You are saved. And there's just a couple things you want to do if you're saved, folks. The first thing is that get a hold of a good Bible, a holy Bible. If you're here in the United States, you can order for 10 or 20 bucks there on Amazon. Amazon has some Bibles you can order, or else you can go pick it up at a store. There's lots of stores, department stores out there that might carry Bibles, or go to a religious store if you want to do that. Price might be higher. I usually, unfortunately, order a lot of stuff through Amazon sometimes, and I always find what I want usually on Amazon if you're here in the United States. If you're not, you can go to a church. And again, that's my second step, folks. Once you find a Bible and you just start digging in and reading, get into a good church, a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity. And preaches the Word of God through Jesus Christ. That's what you want. You just want a church that's going to preach God and preach Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, folks. Get into that good Christian church, and once you read the Bible, get into that church and give God all the praise and glory in the name of Jesus. And then not only that, the third step is just find somebody in a church, either a pastor, a junior pastor, senior pastor, a deacon, somebody in that church, a member of a congregation that can give you a few minutes of their time and answer all your questions. Write them questions down. Answer all them questions. They'll be able to answer the questions for you, folks. And that's the most important thing. You need answers to your questions. You have to know, when is Jesus return? Okay. why was Jesus crucified? What is the second coming of Christ? What is the book of Revelation? What is the book of Genesis, the creation? What is the book of Revelation, the ending? So you need to know all these things. And what's everything in the middle? You know, who was David and Goliath? That's a very popular story. You know, there's all kinds of hundreds of stories in the Bible, folks. And how the disciples followed Jesus on up to the crucifixion. And different things like that. I mean, you'll have thousands of questions over your lifetime. And so it's best to sit down with a member of the church, a good Christian person, and let them help answer the questions and go to the text and answer the questions. So you have better understanding. You know what you got into and you know what you did. I just give you praise and glory for joining the podcast, folks. I thank you so much. I'm Eric. I'm your host. And this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Folks, and like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. They're always welcome. And I thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Welcome to the family. I love you. God loves you through Jesus Christ. Amen. And welcome to the family. This is Eric. And this is what End Time World News. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. I'm out of here for tonight. See ya. Bye for now.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.